the last Republican debate last night before the Iowa caucuses. Here's a little bit about what happened.
Days before the crucial Iowa caucus, Republicans Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley debating on CNN vied to talk tough on immigration.
We passed E-Verify, which I want to take national, which is where businesses have to prove that the people they hire are in this country legally.
We will build a wall. We will actually have Mexico pay for it in the way that I thought Donald Trump was. We're going to charge fees on remittances that workers send to foreign countries.
Missing once again from last night's GOP debate, frontrunner Donald Trump, who held a separate town hall event on Fox News.
Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have our political analyst up, and that would be John Creed. Thanks so much for joining us today, and thanks for staying up to watch all the excitement last night.
Well, you exaggerate the excitement, but I would say this to me, Trump was an hour on Fox, and he was able to give a campaign speech because he was not challenged very much. On CNN, DeSantis and Haley kind of went at each other, who's lying, who's not lying, and I'm not sure that either one of them helped themselves.
Well, what about in this race, since Chris Christie dropped out just before the debate last night, who's that going to help in Iowa and in New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire, it's definitely going to help Haley. The latest Suffolk poll has Trump winning New Hampshire 39-32 to Haley, and that's before Christie's statement, and Christie was about 4%. So I don't know what will happen in Iowa, because the caucuses, as you know, Christine, is a different game, and the weather doesn't look too good. It looks like 2 degrees and snowing, and the caucus is small people. It isn't like a primary where the polls are open from 8 to 8 or something. So I think that's a tough answer. But in New Hampshire, if Haley doesn't capitalize from Christie, then I don't know what happens.
What do you think the big issues were? I mean, there was a lot of back and forth. They covered a lot of ground, and they did have a couple of good pot shots at each other. What do you think the major issues were?
Well, the major issue that they were trying to do is who's the one that's going to go one-on-one against Trump to win the Republican nomination. And I'm not sure either one of them helped themselves.
One more quick question. We know that the caucus is not a primary. Would you let our listeners know what the difference is? I know we use those terms, but legally they're not the same.
Like an election you have in your own town, for example, the polls are open from 8 to 6 or 8 to 8. The caucus is a given time, and you have to be there at 8 o'clock, for example. And then once that time frame, it's a limited amount of people who participate, but it's usual people who are politically in the know. But I would like to leave with one thing, Christine, if I could.
Please.
After this, it'll be interesting, presuming it's Trump against Biden, will there be debates? Because neither one of them have participated in a debate in this primary sessions.
That's a great question, and it's something that remains unanswered, but we'll be asking that question. Again, thank you very much. That's our political analyst, John Creed. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.